Hey everyone, welcome back. Ready for another deep dive?
Absolutely. Always excited to dig into something new.
Well, today we're taking a look at something pretty cool. It's called the Oracle Bale ID system.
Oh yeah, I've heard a little about this. Sounds interesting.
Yeah, and this is for those of you out there, you know, really want to be in the know about the latest ag tech innovations. This is one of them.
Definitely ahead of the curve, this one.
So we've got some excerpts here from like kind of a technical document that explains how this Bale ID system works, but we're going to, you know, break it down for you.
Make it nice and digestible.
Exactly. So our mission today is to figure out, you know, what does this thing actually do? Why should anyone care? And what kind of impact could this have, you know, down the road?
Sounds like a plan.
All right. So first things first, what is Bale ID? Like in a nutshell, what's the deal?
Okay, so basically it's a system for automatically labeling hay bales.
Okay, so we're talking about like those big round bales.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And the cool thing is each bale gets a unique ID tag, kind of like a digital fingerprint.
Interesting. So no more like handwritten tags or anything.
Like, this is all automated, which is, you know, a huge time saver. And yeah, you get a lot more information than you could ever fit on a handwritten tag.
Uh-huh. I see where this is going. So less work, more information. But how does this whole labeling thing actually work?
So they've got this patented labeling machine. It uses compressed air to like shoot out these tags.
Fill them out.
Yeah, literally like a little air cannon.
That's pretty high tech.
Right. And it attaches the tag right at the end of the wrapping process. So the bale's all nice and sealed up.
Okay, so the tag's on there securely. What's on the tag itself?
So the tag has a QR code on it. And that QR code is linked to an online database.
Ah, so that's where all the information is stored.
Exactly. And anyone with the Bale ID app, which is free, by the way, can just scan that QR code. Boom, they've got all the bales details right there on their phone.
Slick. Okay, so we've got these digital tags. They've got QR codes. They're linked to a database. What kind of information are we talking about here?
So as standard, it'll record like the time and the location when the bale was made. You know, how much film was used to wrap it, stuff like that.
Okay, makes sense. That's all pretty basic, right?
Yeah, but here's where it gets really interesting. You can add a ton of other data, like who produced the hay, what kind of hay is it, the weight of the bale, dry matter content, anything you want, really.
Wow, so it's really customizable.
Oh, yeah, and you can add custom notes, too, like what kind of material was used, the customer's name, the specific field location. You can even put in, like, a recipe if it's a special blend of hay or, like, an ingredient batch number.
So this is way more than just, like, a simple ID tag. It's like a whole history of that bale.
Exactly. And they're always adding new features. Like you can integrate it with the weighing system so the bale's weight and density are automatically recorded.
Nice. Automation for the win.
Right. And you can even hook it up to those NIR systems, you know, the ones that analyze things like dry matter, protein, starch, all that good stuff.
So you're talking about serious data here, stuff that farmers can really use.
Oh, absolutely. This is game-changing information for managing your operation, for marketing, for proving the quality of your product.
Okay, so we've talked about how it works, what kind of information it stores. Let's talk about the benefits. Like, why should a hay seller care about this? What's in it for them?
Well, first off, traceability. This is huge these days, especially in the food industry. Buyers want to know where their stuff is coming from, and Bale ID gives you that complete chain of custody for each bale.
So it's all about transparency.
Yep, and that builds trust. Buyers are more likely to choose your hay if they know exactly what they're getting and where it came from.
Makes sense. Anything else?
Well, think about branding. You can customize those tags with your company logo, you know?
Oh, smart. Like a mini billboard on every bale.
Exactly. It reinforces your brand, makes you stand out from the competition.
And probably helps build a reputation for quality, too.
Definitely. It shows you're serious about your product. Mm-hmm. And it's not just for farmers, either. Contractors, you know, the guys who do the baling for other people, they can use this to show they're providing a high-quality, reliable service. Same with waste handling companies. They can use it to track where their materials are going and make sure everything is being disposed of properly.
So lots of potential applications there. Okay, let's flip it around. What about the buyers? Why should they care about Bale ID?
Well, for starters, safety. Knowing exactly what's in each bale reduces the risk of, you know, contamination or something unexpected. And like we talked about before, traceability. If there's ever an issue, you can trace it back to the source.
Yeah, that peace of mind is valuable.
Absolutely. And in some cases, it can even be a legal requirement. Like there was this situation in Norway where they were worried about certain types of forage being imported that weren't allowed. Bale-ID provided that proof of origin so they could make sure only the approved stuff was coming in.
Interesting. So this isn't just some theoretical concept.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually being used to solve real-world problems.
Exactly. It's making a difference.
Okay, now I got to ask. Some people might be thinking, well, I've got a printer. I can just slap a label on my bales. Why do I need this fancy Bale-ID system?
Sure, you can print labels, but it's not quite the same. First off, you got to put those labels on by hand. That takes time.
Yeah, that's a lot of extra work.
Right. And with Bale-ID, it's all automated, no extra effort. Plus, those printed labels, they're not unique. You could have multiple bales with the same information. With Bale-ID, each bale has its own distinct ID number. It's like a fingerprint.
And those ID numbers are all linked to that online database, right?
Yeah.
So you've got this whole system of information that you can access instantly.
Exactly. It's not just about the label. It's about the whole system.
Okay, so to sum it all up for our listeners, what are the key takeaways here? Why should they care about Bale-ID?
Well, I think the biggest thing is this system is bringing hay production into the digital age. It's about transparency, traceability, data-driven insights.
And it benefits everyone involved, right? Sellers, buyers, even contractors.
Absolutely. Whether you're a small farmer or a big operation, you can use this to improve your efficiency, your marketing, your bottom line.
Very cool. So as we wrap things up here, let me throw out a final thought for you to ponder. We're seeing more and more emphasis on things like food safety, sustainability, you know, really knowing where our food comes from.
Definitely a growing trend.
So could systems like Bale-ID become the norm rather than the exception?
That's a great question. And honestly, I think it's very possible. As consumers demand more information and technology continues to advance, it wouldn't surprise me at all to see Bale-ID or something very similar become an industry standard in the near future.
Food for thought, indeed. Well, thanks for joining us on this deep dive into the world of Bale-ID. I don't know about you, but I'm feeling pretty informed and maybe even a little inspired to go scan some hay bales myself.
Sounds like a plan.
Until next time.